Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
White, couple of jab steps, comes up shooting, top three, bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame!
Your number one source for Chicago Bulls news and stories.
What more y'all want me to prove, man?
Levine with a runway, lays it in! Zach Levine!
Find that man every time down the floor.
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 Score Scope. Yep.
Where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Joining me now, Matt Peck, Locked On Bulls podcast, producing podcasts left and right, even in the offseason.
On Twitter, at Locked On Bulls, at Jordan C. Malley, and at Bulls underscore Peck.
I don't have Twitter. I don't do anything like that. And
I love what you guys do with the show. I listen to every episode. You guys are one of the best podcasts, period.
Y'all keep doing what you do best. I love you guys.
So kick back, relax, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
It's raw.
You can just see the vibe.
Locked On Bulls starts now. Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
Okay, cool. I was hoping it wasn't one of those knucklehead programs.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley, along with me is Matt Peck. Follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Hit us up on our text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Drop your text, your voicemails, anything you got for us, 331-979-1369. Holy shit, Matt. What just happened? In a matter of 24 hours, man, what just happened? We just made the biggest deal in my lifetime. How are you? How you feeling? And do you? I still don't even have words, man. What's going on? How you doing?
Jordan, what's up, man? What's up, Bulls Nation? Shout out to people hanging out on the Locker Room app with us today. Excited for this new venture with the Locked On family. I'm just so excited, man. I cannot believe. I was talking myself into the Bulls standing pat at the deadline because use the second half of the season to evaluate. You don't want to overpay. There weren't a whole lot of obvious options. All the Lonzo and Lowry talk, it seemed complicated. I didn't love giving up a whole lot of assets for Lonzo when they could pursue him in free agency. And that's basically the one thing the Bulls fans were hoping for that we didn't get today. But guess what? We didn't get Lonzo Ball. But we got a better player than Lonzo Ball. The Bulls now have two All-Stars, man. I can't wait to see Vooch and Zach with the two-man game. We got a dude who's averaging 24 points. He's shooting over 40% from three, and he bullies people inside. God. Oh, and by the way, we also got Daniel Tice, and we got rid of a whole bunch of junk. What a great day.
Dude, the one person that we thought for sure probably was going to get moved outside of OPJ, Lowry, he didn't get moved, man. We have a ton of different ways that we can go with this. Let's talk about Vucevic first, and then we'll talk about the other deals. But seriously, man, like hour after hour today, leading up to the trade deadline, I'm looking at my phone, getting a Woj alert, and it's like, oh my God, the Bulls made the deal for Vucevic. Okay, that's enough. I'm cool with just that. Then they go out and make the three-way deal like you talked about with Tice. Man, after last night's ass-kicking in Cleveland, I don't know if that was just kind of the final straw for the front office as a whole and just saying, you know what, well, we got to change things up. But I'm glad they did, man. And I'm so excited for what this means for Zach, what it means for Patrick Williams, what it actually means for this team in general. In year four, I was just screaming at you yesterday about, like, do you want to be in year seven and still be rebuilding without any playoff experience? I'm excited that they're taking the next step forward, and holy shit, what a land for Vucevic.
I mean, just a massive, massive strike for AK and Eversley. The fact that Bulls fans had gotten used to over the years, trade deadline day meaning basically nothing. I mean, nothing. Oh, cool. Cash considerations? Oh, some clerical book cleaning work? Oh, cool. We traded away Kirk Heinrich? Oh, cool. We got Kirk Heinrich back? I mean, whether it's trade deadline day or any point in the NBA calendar season, this is the biggest and most successful trade this team, this organization has pulled off since they got Rodman in 1995. That was 26 years ago. This is this organization's best trade in 26 years. I mean, AK and Eversley said, to hell with evaluating. We've done that. We spent the first half of our first season in charge evaluating. And guess what? A lot of these pieces we inherited, we don't need them. So we're going to go out and we're going to make this roster better. This is a win now move. When Billy Donovan was hired, they did not hire him to coach a rebuilding, struggling, bad team. They brought him here to win, and they gave Billy Donovan some excellent, excellent pieces today.
That's what I was going to ask you. So this is the biggest trade. Is this the biggest trade in your lifetime, like, that you can remember, even going back to being, whatever, 7 or 8? Because this is certainly the biggest one, man. Maybe if you can even consider the draft flip for Aldridge and Tyrus Thomas, like, that was sort of big in terms of story, but this is the biggest acquisition the Bulls have ever had, at least in my lifetime, yes, that I can remember.
So what you, if you're differentiating between the biggest trade as far as the, you know, impact it has on the organization versus the biggest successful trade or the biggest acquisition, because the Bulls' most recent big trades, as in like NBA national headline news kind of trades, was both of their giving up and moving on trades. First with trading away Derrick Rose, and then a few years later, trading away Jimmy Butler, trading away their best players, their all-stars. Now, this is, well, we've got a homegrown all-star in Zach LaVine from that Jimmy trade, and now we are going out and adding an all-star to play with him, which is such a refreshing change of course, because, look, man, I've already seen some Bulls fans on Twitter being like, oh, we gave up too much, 2 first-round picks. It's too much to sacrifice. We need those draft picks to build with the new regime. Well, guess what? They don't need to worry about who they're going to draft in 2021 when they have 2 All-Stars on their roster. You guys, like, look what the top 10 consecutive picks 3 years in a row did for us. We got to a point at the midway point of this season where we were saying, you could trade Lowry, you could trade Wendell, you could trade Kobe, you could have any of those guys. Get us a better team. So people complaining about what it costs to get Vooch, I'm saying, guys, we now have a team with 2 All-Stars on it. What are you complaining about?
Oh, if there is anybody out there complaining, even in the slightest, I don't know how you can be. Matt, you're singing an awfully different tone than you were 24 hours ago. Is it just by the pure shock of Vucevic being dealt here and them actually kind of just saying, you know what, fuck it, we're going to make the move? And again, man, we got to talk about this too, is the theme of the Bulls working behind closed doors, keeping everything very close to the chest and not revealing where they want to go with moves and striking quickly when opportunity is available. This is another great example. I don't even know if Orlando was fully committed and was fully committed to blowing everything up today, even 24, 48 hours ago. If they were, they weren't really telling anybody that Vucevic was available. That's why we skipped the voicemail yesterday. So did you kind of flip and say, you know what, all right, they made this move, now it's ready to go, different mindset?
Well, I mean, like, I was just preparing myself for a low-key trade deadline day. Just because the thing that we were talking about and hearing about most was Lonzo Ball and the Bulls maybe trading away Lowry, and it still didn't seem like an obvious fit to me. I didn't see Nola loving Lowry and seeing him as a fit with Zion and Ingram and the pieces they have. And I didn't see AK and Eversley overpaying for Lonzo if they didn't, you know, really want to, you know, just give David Griffin everything for a guy who may or may not be the right guy. You know, they were interested in him to some capacity, but it didn't seem like they were going to break their bank to get him. But if you want to call 2 first-round picks breaking the bank, because guess what? Otto and Wendell, like, goodbye. Sayonara. Neither of you did much for us. So that part doesn't sting at all when you're talking about what you give up. So you're giving up 2 first-round picks, but again, to get an all-star. And yeah, we talked about Vooch a couple of times over the past couple of weeks when people in our inbox were asking us about it. And all of the news across the NBA was the Magic aren't trading Vooch. The Magic aren't trading Vooch. Maybe Aaron Gordon, maybe Evan Fournier, but they're not traded Vooch. Well, time passes and things change. Circumstances change. But I think the one thing that's key here is Bulls fans were caught off guard today in a good way because, and the reason that you and I said, Vooch, yeah, we could talk about it for a second, but not going to happen, because that's what we heard nationally, and we heard zip, zilch, nada from the Bulls.
Before
AK has been operating so sneakily, and I love it. There was no connection between the Bulls and Vooch until that trade was announced today.
I mean, shout out to Bulls fans out there. Jay Vega sent me that on Twitter this morning, like literally like 9 minutes after the trade went down. He goes, I found your new drop. So shout out to you, because we found Kendrick Perkins can't save Vucevic to save his life. But before we get into all the good things that happened with this, let's kind of set up some of the other trades that went down today, the other pieces that the Bulls got. I mean, I think we could spend a whole other episode on just why the Bulls ended up trading Carter, why he went instead of Markkanen. I mean, man, there's so many different elements to not just the Vucevic trade, but everything else that kind of went down. Your reaction to the Wizards deal, we were just laughing off mic. I think we spoke into existence Chandler Hutchison and Daniel Gafford going to the Wizards yesterday.
I cannot believe that. It was about Rolo. It was about somebody who wanted to get Rolo back here. And we were like, send him Hutch, send him Gafford for Rolo. But instead, hey, man, like, I really like Troy Brown. I think he, if given a bigger opportunity with the Bulls, could end up being a really quality wing. And you moved on from Otto. You moved on from Hutch. Your first-round pick from a couple years ago who never materialized, couldn't stay healthy. I don't think Denzel's here long-term. So, you know, obviously we've seen P-Dub can play minutes at the three, but probably will look to be more of a heavy minutes at the four kind of guy. Maybe Troy Brown can grow into our starting wing. Who knows? But I like what I've seen from him when he's been given opportunities to play. And he did see some pretty significant minutes last season compared to this season, because they drafted, you know, Denny Avdija, and Brown's minutes got cut, even though Avdija hasn't really been playing that well. So I'm excited about Brown. And then I didn't really love the whole Mo Wagner thing. Like, I didn't see how he fit, really. And then, sure enough, hey, just kidding, Mo Wagner, you're only going to be here for about 45 minutes. We're swinging you over to Boston, and we're going to get Daniel Theis, who is so good and so strong and so tough pound for pound. That guy has bullied the Bulls when he's played us recently, and he is not afraid of any bigs. I don't care if it's Joel Embiid, any of the other dominant bigs in the East. That dude backs down from nobody, and it's good that this front office added some of that toughness and muscle to this Bulls roster.
Shout out to everybody that's joining us on Locker Room right now. Go download the Locker Room app. Today, everybody that's on there right now, we're going to try and take questions at the end. Anybody that's in the room right now that has a question, if you're not dropping it in the chat, we'll give you the opportunity to speak the same way that we do with our voicemails and just kind of react. How you feeling as a Bulls fan today? Man, I am just so blown away that they decided to do this. And once again, everything that we've talked about this season, every single thing we've talked about this season, as far as a new front office, new coach, them actually talking about new culture and not just saying the words, but actually implementing those things. The losing streak was tough to deal with over the last 2 weeks, man, but now making this move and being aggressive and not being reactionary is so refreshing to see from this front office. Where do we go from here? What does our starting five look like, man?
Before we talk about starting five, Jordan, let's talk real quickly about this really cool new thing called Sport Trade. Have you guys heard about Sport Trade? It's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. This is amazing. Sport Trade takes fantasy to the next level. It's like Robin Hood for fantasy sports. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players, just like real stocks. Finally, a fair and exciting way to cash in on your sports knowledge. Making money with Sport Trade is simple, as player values rise and fall based on two factors. One, their statistical performance in each game as compared to their projected fantasy points in that game. The more points scored, the higher their value goes. Two, good old supply and demand, baby. The more demand a player has, the higher their value goes. When you're ready to buy shares, pick that penny stock in a rookie with huge upside, or grab that blue chip vet who's always performing solidly. instantly buy and sell as many shares in as many players as you like, just like the stock market. Then watch your players battle and your portfolio value rise. Simply go to sporttrade.com, watch the How It Works video, and sign up to get started. Sign up today at sporttrade.com and discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. You'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in the game at sporttrade.com.
This episode and live edition of NBA Locker Room is brought to you by betonline.ag. Matt, you want to know the one thing that really pissed me off, though, about the Magic last night?
What's that?
They beat the Suns, and I didn't win $1,000.
I'm so sorry for you.
All I needed was the Suns to win last night. They couldn't close the game out, had multiple opportunities within the last 60 seconds. All I needed was two bets, 200-1 odds would have hit. Devin Booker couldn't pull it off, so I'm out on the Suns. For betting the Suns, I'm done. I'm done with that. I was very angry last night, but waking up, it's a little sweeter seeing Vucevic on this Bulls team. If you want to bet on multiple parlays, you want to do something like 200-1 odds, go to BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The NBA, college basketball, NHL are in full swing. Head to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Make sure to use the promo code LOCKEDON. Everybody's shouting us out. They want a Built Bar read from us, man. Don't you guys worry. The Built Bar reads are coming, I promise you.
Dude, is it a day ending of why? You know you're getting a Built Bar read.
Let's take a couple of comments from Locker Room before we start talking about the starting five, other pieces on this team, and a little bit more about the theme of like where we're going in the next 12 months with this team, not even just this year. Max Kellerman brought up, this is from James, Max Kellerman brought up a good point this morning. The Bulls aren't done. These moves set up for bigger moves, even in the short term. LaVine and Vucevic will look really enticing to other star players. Man, I can't disagree, and we talked about multiple times how many players had quickly been taken off the board for the summer of 2021, either re-signing in the same spots that they were at. We talked about it. Having all that cap space wasn't going to be worth it for the Bulls, and it wasn't going to satisfy Bulls fans the way that I think this Vucevic trade did. So what do you think about that? That's interesting. I do agree. Like, now you're just looking for the third piece, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is a great duo that AK and Eversley put together today. I cannot wait to watch the pick and roll and pick and pop action from Zach and from Vooch. And I think Vooch himself is a pretty underrated passer and facilitator. You might see some, like, you know, back in the old days when we would get the, you know, the Pau to Jimmy lobs instead of the Jimmy to Pau lobs because Pau was too old to jump. Like, you might see some of that stuff now. And Billy Donovan getting creative with some playmaking, with some ATOs that involve those two players specifically. But yes, I agree that there could still be a third piece coming. Not today. I saw a lot of impatient Bulls fans being like, you got to go get that third piece right now. Give up your 2022 and your 2024 first round picks. It's like, guys, okay. Let's like one step at a time. Kyle Lowry stayed in Toronto today. Like, you know, Oladipo was the other big name. He ends up going to Miami. I doubt the Bulls were super involved there. And as we already covered, no Lonzo. Maybe they'll pursue him as a restricted free agent. But if you can't get a third star to come and say, hey, Zach LaVine and Vooch, if I go join them, the three of us could do some damage in the Eastern Conference. So I do think that there are more grandiose plans in play here, and that getting Vooch now for the second half of this season, AK Eversley and Donovan are saying, this should be good enough, along with keeping Thad, along with adding Daniel Theis, getting rid of some of the just extra fat on this roster and trimming up our rotation, we can make the playoffs. And making the playoffs with two all-stars, yes, there's not a whole lot in the new 2021 free agent class compared to what it used to be, but they could still attract players this summer and the, you know, years after that. Like, yes, they're going to have to get creative financially if they want to add a big piece this offseason, but they can. They've got partially guaranteed deals for Sato and Thad. They've got some footworking they can do. Felicio's $8 million is coming off the books at the end of this season, thank God. Like, they still have room to work, and they already expressed to us today that they are far more capable at executing managerial and executive steps than the guys who used to hold those jobs.
I'm with you, man. I think now more likely than ever, I think a sign-and-trade is probably possible for Markkanen, right? Even if they have to go back and re-engage in talks with the Pelicans. I find it so bizarre that the rumors were fast and furious, and every single NBA insider was talking about the Bulls' connection to the Pelicans. I'm curious what that final piece was to them just deciding that a deal wasn't going to be struck. Was it the fact that the Bulls didn't want to give up first-round picks or an additional asset? I'm not really sure, but I think that that's likely to happen again this summer is, hey, Lowry might not fit here long-term, but maybe we can make both sides work where the Bulls get something in return. Lowry gets to kind of pick the place that he wants to go. Do you feel like that's more likely now, or what happens with Lowry even in the short term that you were thinking about after this deal went down?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it seemed like after the Vooch deal and then that deal with Washington that a Markkanen deal was, you know, in the offing at some point before 2 o'clock Central Time today. It didn't happen, which basically leads me to believe that they just didn't see a deal for Lowry that they thought was quality value. If they were worried about losing Lowry for nothing, then they would have traded him today for, you know, best offer. Whatever the best offer was on the table, they would have taken it. This leads me to believe that there are a couple of possible avenues here. One is that they pursue a sign and trade with Lowry to get somebody, Lonzo or otherwise, to come play point guard because they still have to address that need. They have said that it is a position of need and they didn't take care of it today. And I do believe that they are already convinced that Coby White is not the long-term answer there. And neither is Satoransky, although I am excited to see Sato play with Vooch as well. Then the other possibility here, and I do worry a little bit about a starting unit of Vooch and Lowry. I honestly think you might see Thad stay in that starting lineup. Vooch starts at the five. Lowry comes off the bench. And maybe Lowry pursues restricted free agency. And if he gets some ridiculously high offer from some other team, good luck to you, Lowry. But if Lowry wants to stay, and if Lowry can accept a role of third man, and maybe that has some of the pressure taken off of Lowry's shoulders to be Zach's, you know, Robin, you don't even have to be Robin. You can be, you know, Batgirl or Alfred or whoever. Maybe Lowry takes a discount, realizes that he hasn't performed like a player who's worth $20 million annually, and sticks around on a shorter deal that doesn't, you know, that is possible given where the Bulls are financially against the cap now with Vucevic coming in. So there are a lot of different ways it could go. I am a little surprised that Lowry's still here, but to me, based on performance alone, the front office's decision to move on from Wendell made more immediate sense to me than them trading Lowry. And I can't believe that's something that they pulled off. Because if I were an executive in the league watching the Bulls this season, I wouldn't want to touch Wendell with a 10-foot pole. Maybe it's just a needs a change of scenery thing, but let's not sugarcoat it. Wendell has been awful.
So are we going to follow up on that? Was that connection likely with John Bryant and the whole Schmitz thing? Like, that was clearly just to kind of push out the idea, and I'm thinking about it more, like push out the idea of, hey, maybe he does just need to change the scenery somewhere else and getting some of us at least primed to the fact that he may not be a Bull in 48 hours. And that sure enough happened. It wasn't the team that he connected to in the story being the Hornets. But, I mean, as tight-lipped as the Bulls have been in the guessing games that we've played, that's really been the only connection we've been able to truly make about any of rumors, even including going back to the head coaching search or even who they were going to draft on draft night this year. So, man, I'm thrilled. I think the last thing I've got to ask you before we kind of open it up to all these questions, just about Vucevic real quick. Is there any drawbacks that you have? Like, is there anything instinctive over the last couple of hours that you've been thinking about as a drawback to the Vucevic trade? Whether it be what he can do for this team, ultimately putting a ceiling on the Bulls as a whole, anything like that at all, is there any drawbacks in your mind?
Yeah, well, so the immediate drawback when this trade went down and before the second trade went down was Vucevic definitely gives you interior scoring presence and he can stretch the floor. I saw, so I think it was Jeff Mangerton, who's great with his Bulls stats, highlighted that only Zach LaVine has made more threes on the Bulls roster than Vooch had this season. I think, you know, Zach's at like 170-something. Vooch has drained like 118 threes this season. So he is the amazing stretch big that you need and can do that more consistently than Lowry has, because Lowry doesn't punish people in the paint. Vooch does. They're both weak defensively in the interior. Vooch isn't a great interior defender. He's okay, but he's not a huge improvement there. And when that trade went down, you said, okay, we've got another stud all-star scorer and an interior scorer to pair with Zach, but we still need interior and rim protection. Well, then they went out and they got Daniel Tice from Boston. Like, I know he's not like a gigantic center as far as size, but that dude plays bigger than he is. So the one drawback for Vooch I had was interior rim protection still an issue. Then they addressed it with their next trade 30 minutes later.
What, somebody on Twitter tagged me earlier today, or tagged Locked On Bulls Twitter account, and goes, I need to hear the Paul Zipser drop again, because we acquired, he's actually talking about Mo Wagner, but we actually acquired another German player, and sure enough, Daniel Tice is actually German too. So we can still keep the Paul Zipser drop around for a little while. Man, I'm excited though. It's like Stacey King says all the time, it's the bully in the sandbox. It's the dude we've been talking about, just some dude to be a little bit physical coming off the bench. We needed that type of energy. We were just not getting that consistently, not getting it from Cornette. You weren't getting it from Gafford consistently. Wendell, unless he was making shots, he wasn't the energy spark plug that you needed off the bench either. So I'm a big fan of this move, man. And I just still can't get over the fact that you were able to keep Kobe. You were able to keep Lowry. I'm okay with parting with the first round picks, man. Honestly, I really am, because now the timeline that has been set, I feel like the fog has been cleared and I know what the path the Bulls are on. They've made it pretty clear over the last 8 hours or so. They're going for it. So why would you need a pick in the 20s? Why would you need a pick in the late teens? You don't need that if your plan is truly to go and take the next step, whether it be a top five team in the East, whether it be a top three team in the East. You're looking at multiple playoff appearances, whatever the case may be as far as setting your goals. You don't need a back teens pick, or you don't need a 20s pick with where the Bulls are going right now.
No, I mean, it's fine. And if for whatever reason this team with the new pieces doesn't gel right away, and it would be a disappointment to go back to the lottery as a team that misses the cut. Maybe they get the play-in, but they don't win the play-in. And then, you know, maybe you strike crazy luck in the lottery and get a top four pick, because that pick in 21, as well as the one in 23, confirmed by multiple sources, is top four protected. But in the meantime, again, it's like, okay, yes, you're giving up picks to get an all-star. What have Bulls fans been clamoring for? A team with real talent on it. Vooch is real talent. You know who he's more talented than? Lowry Markkanen, our former number 7 overall pick. You know he's more talented than? Kobe White, our other number 7 pick. You know he's definitely more talented than? The guy who we just traded away to get him, Wendell, another number 7 pick. At some point, this whole, you know, build and develop through the draft thing, that's what John and Gar kept trying to do, and they failed. It is so much easier to just go out and get a star who's already a star. I mean, easier said than done, but as far as like, okay, how do we get talent on our team? Go get a guy who's already talented. Yes, you can build talent, and hopefully the Bulls do that, bringing along Patrick Williams as the young guy in this now more established veteran roster. But people complaining about, oh, well, you know, you got to give up all this to get that. I'm sorry. Are we really going to miss Wendell that much? If Lowry goes, for all the inconsistencies, even though you and I have been Lowry believers since day one and we're running out of belief, will it really break our hearts that badly if the Bulls go to the playoffs with this much better team that our new front office put together by executing successful trades. This is a breath of fresh air.
We want to take your questions. We're live on the Locker Room app right now. So if you're listening to this in our podcast feed, we went live on Locker Room. Go download the Locker Room app right now. It's available for iOS, so you can join the conversation, set up a profile, and come join and hang out with us. We're going to do this weekly. And honestly, Matt, I'm having a lot of fun doing this and seeing the comments roll in. People are really enjoying the fact that we're being able to do an episode live here. So we're going to continue to do this weekly, and maybe we even have to do this a couple of times a week. But start thinking about your questions if you're listening to us on Locker Room right now. Continue to drop stuff into the chat room. We will take speakers, people who want to come on and just have a live discussion. Maybe you want to react or ask us a question. You'll get your opportunity to do that. So if you want to request as a speaker right now, we're going to roll through a couple of ads. And then, yeah, we'll get to your questions.
Today's episode of Locked On Bulls on that Locker Room app is brought to you by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and they're the same for professionals as do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much money for the exact same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Be sure to write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us?" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
This episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. There you go. Here's your Built Bar ad for you.
Yeah.
Been telling you guys about Built Bar for a very long time. It's the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. It's low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high in fiber. Amazing tasting protein bars that are covered in 100% chocolate. I'm looking right now at one of their new flavors, and it was one of their limited edition flavors, birthday cake with sprinkles.
Oh, dude, I had one of those yesterday. They're amazing.
Matt, they continue to keep coming out with incredible, incredible flavors. And they're doing limited edition runs, too, on their Built Bars, too. I saw a cookie dough one that they ran a couple of weeks ago. I was jealous I missed out on an order of that. But they're coming out with new flavors all the time. So this birthday cake one is phenomenal. So shout out to Built Bar for continuing to send us Built Bars all month long as they do their Built Bar Madness. Go and use your promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15. Get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Check out them on social media. Go to BuiltBar.com or at @bar_built on Twitter. All right, Matt, let's take a, before we grab a speaker or two here, let me just catch us up on the chat real fast. Here's a good question from Vince. Who do you think is more likely not to be on the Bulls next season, Lauri Markkanen or Coby White?
I mean, Lowry is the obvious answer, right? He's a restricted free agent. He might get some crazy offer from, I don't know, everybody always says the Kings, right? That's always the team that you just insert name of team who might overpay for somebody. That's possible. And if the Bulls decide they don't need to match because they have Vooch and they have P-Dub waiting in the wings to be a great starting power forward for this team, then he will go. And that's fine. We'll make our peace with that. Coby still has two more years of team control. And even if he isn't the point guard of the future, even if he isn't this team's starting point guard next season, if they go out this offseason and get the point guard they need, he's still a hell of a microwave scorer off the bench, you know, six-man caliber kind of player. And I think that the Bulls could still see some use to having Coby White around. And I didn't really hear much of any, you know, chatter about a Coby White trade. It was always Lowry or Wendell, and we have our answer there. So as far as if one of them is likely to go and one of them is likely to stay at the start of the 21-22 season, I'd say it's far more likely for Coby to still be here.
Kobe's going to continue to come off the bench unless he lights it up, right, over the next couple of weeks. Like, until further notice, he's going to stay off the bench. I would imagine Satoransky's going to continue to start. Man, I'm hoping for Coby White's sake, just this season alone, that adding some depth, like we talked about in Tice, even curious about Thad Young, like, is he going to continue to start? Is he going to come off the bench as your small ball five? Like, how are they going to work those rotations? It's going to be interesting to watch over the next couple of weeks, but I think this is going to benefit Coby too, man. I'm with you. Like, the obvious answer is Lauri Markkanen, for sure. But I wonder if it was just rumor talk. It was just people talking up certain deals or hypotheticals, but I did find it a bit bizarre that, like, I don't know, so quickly so many people were out on Coby. And like you said, he's still super young, still got a ton of, got a handful of years of control left on him too. So I'm not ready to give up on Coby. I think this has been a really tough year for him. Adding some depth, adding another all-star in Vucevic, man, it can only help Coby's development too. So I would say don't give up on him just yet.
Yeah, I'm not giving up on Coby. I've given up on the Coby as our starting point guard experiment, but that's not the same as giving up on the player altogether.
Yes, you meaning Bulls fan, I meant. Yeah, like you as in Bulls, our Bulls right. community.
Right, exactly. No, I think there are still a lot of Coby believers in this fan base, and some who think he should still be starting over Sato. I'm not one of them, but, you know, if Sato stays in that starting lineup with Thad and Zach and P-Dub and Vooch, all of a sudden the Bulls have themselves a bomb-ass starting lineup. And like, hey, Lowry, it's your turn to come off the bench and prove if you could do something. Maybe, you know, maybe bully your way through the reserves of our opponents every night. Get mad. Earn your next contract. Maybe we'll see a reinvigorated Lowry. And I'd look forward to that, too. Maybe Lowry and Coby can develop some chemistry playing together in the second unit.
All right, let's go to let's take some speakers, man. Ask us a question. Give us your instant reaction of everything that's unfolded today. Travis Manning, you're going to be first up. Travis, you should be live. What's up, man? Travis, can you hear us?
Travis, are you there?
All right, let's go to, let's try David. David West. David, you're live. What's up, man?
What's up, Jordan? What's up, guys? I'm just happy to say that we have first world problems now. We're worried about who can start and who can come off the bench. We're worried about whether or not we should keep Lowry instead of depending on him as a cornerstone. We now enter into another tier of first world problems. And as a Bulls fan over the years, I know it's been rough for us. So this is just a what happens when you get competency at those head levels. So just happy about that. And we got something to talk about in the media portraying us in a little better of a life. So that's all, guys.
Hey, David, appreciate you jumping on, man. I'm with you. I mean, it is crazy to think about, man, that we haven't had competency in what feels like forever. I don't know. I think maybe a rebuild just kind of expands that, makes things draw out and feel much longer than they actually were. But you even go back to the days that the Bulls were competitive with Rose, like we've talked about so many different times, man. It is. It's just so refreshing to not have to wake up and go, oh no, what did the Bulls do today?
It truly is, man. Appreciate you checking in, David. Like, it's just competency. And like you said, Jordan, from earlier, like, you know, I kind of changed my tune. Like, I changed my tune in the sense that, like, I'm happily surprised. Because I was talking to myself, hey, you know, we haven't heard much of anything. Maybe they're just going to stand pat, see if this group can get it together. And I don't think it was necessarily just that bad Cavs loss last night that was like, okay, now it's go time. I think they spent the collective sample of the first half of the season evaluating, figuring out who they wanted, who they didn't, and making immediate multiple moves to upgrade this roster right now. And that is something we never, ever, ever saw from the old regime. It is so refreshing to have people in power who actually wield that power. And instead of just being the team that other teams dump on and use them for help for other pieces of facilitating trades, the Bulls are like, oh, hello there, Mr. Other NBA team. Can we help you get the star that you're after? Oh, you want to do some weird clerical work? You want us to help you clean up your books so you can go get a star? Sure, we'll do that. You want to throw us some cash? God, how much better is it to be talking about being one of the teams who actually got a star on deadline day? Man, you know what? I don't know what the rules are in locker room. I'm pretty sure there aren't any. And you know, we try to clean up our language when we don't need to use it, but this is a great reminder. To hell with Gar and Pax. Fuck out of here forever. Acme for life. Let's go.
I'm not going to dispute you on that. You're right.
Dude, we got a bunch of people lined up. This is awesome. Continue to give us your reaction. If you're just joining us on Locker Room, that we are Locked On Bulls. My name's Jordan Malley. That's Matt Peck. We host Locked On Bulls. Very, very, very exciting day for not only to be a Bulls fan, for us in general, man. I mean, this is amazing. This is probably, would you say this is the best day that we've had as far as like recording live news, things that have happened, things that have broke over like the 3.5 years you and I have been doing podcasts together? Is this the biggest day, like, is in terms of news, most exciting thing to happen?
I mean, probably. Like, we were doing like debatables when they made the Jimmy trade, right? Like, that was
right.
That was in our early days. So that was a big news day. And then, you know, prior to this, it was the hiring of AK and then the hiring of Evers Lee. And then probably even more of a just like good vibes kind of day with big Bulls news was those two new pieces of the front office firing the old coach. Like, do you remember how happy you were the day that Jim was fired? God, that was a good day. But this is even better than that, in my opinion, Jordan, because that was just clearing out the old, clearing out the people that had been bogging down this franchise with their incompetence for years between Jim and Gar and John. And today is a refreshing reminder that we have new people in charge finally. And they're doing things. They're doing things that make sense. They're doing things that are proactive decisions and actions to make this team competitive again. So as much as it's like, and you know me, as a Bulls fan, as a sports fan in general, like, I get schadenfreude out the wazoo. When Jim Boylan got fired, I danced through the streets of Wicker Park, okay? But this is even more enjoyable because it's not Bulls fans rooting for their organization to be embarrassed or celebrating when someone is fired because they deserve to be fired. This is excitement about being competitive again. And God, it's been forever since we felt that way.
I've never yanked, guys.
All right, Kevin. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you should be live. What's up, man? Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Thanks for pulling me up here. I love the podcast and the hot mic stuff, Matt. Keep that up, too.
Appreciate it.
Wanted to ask, I love this deal in particular with Vucevic because of the way his contract's structured and the declining money that's happening over the next couple of years. I think the Bulls are planning on making a contending window starting in 2023 with all of the money they're going to have available and the massive, massive list of free agents. I know we're a couple of years away, but I'm too excited not to talk about it. Who do you think would make a really good fit to either replace Vucevic at that time next to Zach, or who are some of the players you think they should target when we get there? Because Championship 7's coming.
Well, you know who I think whose deal expires the same offseason as Vooch's is the other Nikola, but Nikola, Mr. Jokic, the Joker. God, wouldn't that be awesome?
Dude, can you imagine like AK going, yeah, we're going to stop gap with Jokic 2.0 with Vucevic for a couple of years, and then guess what? Hey, it didn't work out. Vucevic wants to go somewhere else. Whatever. Oh, we'll just go take Nikola Jokic. Are we seriously? Have we gotten? I think some of us are, I don't know, thinking about beyond just Vucevic. Like, the dude hasn't even played a game yet. I'm super thrilled though that him and Zach, I mean, dude, we're gonna get the opportunity to finally see a pair in Bulls uniforms. All stars since Derek and Jimmy, and even the last couple of years of that, people seemed like they weren't happy either. So first time we've got two all stars on the floor. Every single night you'll be able to tune in to games and be excited about what you're gonna watch, man. But I don't know, I wouldn't even look like that far. I'm more focused on the next 2 years leading up to 2023. Right. I think that's when you really make the decision long term. I think that they're gonna sign Zach this summer, man. So I think it's gonna be beyond just Zach here or Vucevic staying long term. I think he's here long term, though.
They can't still do that. And, you know, I don't blame our guy for looking a little further down the road. But I'm with you, Jordan. I mean, enjoy this now. let's see how competitive this team can be with Zach and Vooch, two all-stars playing together. But I think the other thing that is will be beneficial in the span of time where Vooch is under contract for a couple more years now. I'm with you. I think they will sign Zach to a new deal to keep those guys together. And if they are competitive, if they're going to the playoffs and the Bulls look like not only the big market team they've always been, but a place that's fun to play. Players in this league really enjoy playing for our new head coach, Billy Donovan. They see new people in power at, you know, in the corner offices of this organization. Then you're starting to talk about attracting all kinds of eyes in free agency in 2023, 2024. And that is the stuff that you and I have always talked about, Jordan, as the repairing the damage of this team's image, this organization's image, and starting to come out of that in a way that will make the Bulls an attractive free agent destination again. Winters be damned.
I don't know if you've looked recently. I haven't looked this far because I just didn't think it was going to be ever relevant, at least this year. But the 2023 class, man, is absolutely loaded. Like, loaded. LeBron, James Harden, John Wall, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Chris Middleton, Jimmy Butler, Kyrie Irving, Kristaps Porzingis, Kevin Love, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, D'Angelo Russell, Draymond Green. I mean, it's freaking loaded, so... The Bulls have set themselves up too, man, where they can test this out for a couple of years, still left a ton of flexibility in that open year in 2023. So I understand why Kevin was asking, because the Bulls have done a very, very smart move trying to win and develop now, like Jim always said last year, but never did, but also leaving you open for other options in the near short term, the next 2 years. So that's good, man. That's not what the old regime would do. And I don't want to make it a comparison back and forth, but it's just so staunchly different now than it was a year ago. Yeah, we'll end it there. We got plenty more to talk about tomorrow on tomorrow's episode. We're going to drop this in the feed. So if you didn't catch us at the beginning, maybe you joined halfway through, we're going to drop this on our Locked On Bulls feed as soon as we wrap up here. Thanks to everybody who's joined us. We're going to do this again next week. And I promise we'll take plenty more speakers. Continue to tweet at us. Continue to drop us your voicemails and your text messages at 331-979-1369. Texts, voicemails, your instant reaction whenever you have it, either tomorrow or over the weekend. You can continue to send that to us. If you don't want to send it to us there, you can always email us at lockedonbulls@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls_Peck, and at LockedOnBulls. For Matt Peck, I'm Jordan Malley. Bulls Nation, thanks for joining us live on Locker Room. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. For Jordan and Matt, we are out. Deuces.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.
Thanks a lot.